This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. Turkey's raised tariffs of over $500 million on a list of U.S. imports, a sign of the strain in bilateral ties. Last week, Washington doubled penalties on Turkish steel and aluminum exports, citing national security. The White House Wednesday called the latest Turkish move regrettable. Presidential spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the tariffs have nothing to do with the fate of Americans, like Protestant pastor Andrew Brunson being held by Turkey. But sanctions on the Turkish justice and interior ministers are linked to Brunson's fate.
The tariffs that are in place on steel would not be removed with the release of Pastor Brunson. The tariffs are specific to national security. The sanctions, however, that have been placed on Turkey are specific to Pastor Brunson and others that we feel are being held unfairly, and we would consider that at that point.
State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert reacted to news that a Turkish court rejected a plea for Brunson's release from house detention for his alleged role the failed 2016 coup.
We're certainly disappointed by that announcement. We would like Pastor Brunson to be brought home to the United States. We have said for far too long that Pastor Brunson has been held for far too long, and we look forward to Pastor Brunson coming home. We'd like that to happen very soon.
Tuesday, Turkey released two Greek soldiers. Wednesday, Amnesty International's honorary chairman for Turkey was released. Presidential spokesman İbrahim Kalın said, as far as Brunson, there is a judicial process underway. The government must respect it. At least 22 Sudanese primary school children drowned Wednesday north of the capital Khartoum when their boat sank while crossing the Nile River. A woman also died. A Chinese delegation is headed to Washington later this month for talks. The talks scheduled to take place at the request of the U.S. over trade matters. This is VOA News. In Afghanistan, gunmen Thursday attacked a training base for the intelligence services in Kabul, a day after a suicide blast killed dozens at a school in the Afghan capital. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. The U.S. was quick to condemn it. Again, White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
We're going to continue to review and look at the best ways to move forward. I'll leave it to the Department of Defense to get into specifics about tactical situations on the ground. What I can tell you is that we're committed to finding a political solution to end the conflict in Afghanistan. We're exploring all avenues for dialogue and close coordination with the Afghan government.
The attacks in Kabul are part of a string of strikes by insurgents in recent days on cities and military outposts. In India's southern state of Kerala, at least 44 people have died in the past week from flooding, landslides, and bridge collapses caused by torrential monsoon rains. The focus has now turned to the operator of a 50-year-old bridge, a gateway to southern France, that partially collapsed on Tuesday in Genoa, Italy, leaving nearly 40 dead. Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte declared a state of emergency. The operator, Autostrade, insisted it had done regular, extensive inspections of the bridge prior to the disaster. The Interior Minister has vowed to pursue stiff penalties for those found responsible. Police continue to question the 29-year-old Sudanese-born British suspect in Tuesday's incident outside Parliament in London, involving a car plowing into cyclists and pedestrians, injuring three. Media outlets identify him as Saleh Kater. He's being held for attempted murder and terrorism. Detectives searched several properties as part of the ongoing investigation. Israel Wednesday reopened the Kerem Shalom crossing point for commercial goods into Gaza and extended the fishing zone off its southern coast up to nine nautical miles. Rushel Stone is American University Professor Emeritus at the Center for Israel Studies.
It choked off a lot of the very important supplies that they were getting, which was leading to hardships in everyday life.
Stone said the move is more strategic than humanitarian, an effort to ease tensions in a so-called quiet-for-quiet response if Hamas refrains from further attacks on southern Israel. Retail sales rose solidly in July, up 0.5%, suggesting the U.S. economy remained strong in the third quarter. Gross domestic product surged over 4% in the second. Productivity, meanwhile, expanded 2.9% in last quarter, the fastest pace in more than 3 years. Global trade concerns, however, brought U.S. stocks lower Wednesday, the benchmark Dow Jones falling 137 points to 25,162. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.